Big trucks making their way across New York will be held to tighter fuel standards in the coming years. President Obama has directed federal agencies to develop higher fuel efficiency standards for medium and heavy-duty vehicles by March of 2016. Peter Shattuck of Environment Northeast praises the environmental rationale for these standards.
The less energy you use, the fewer carbon emissions are generated, the more savings are produced for businesses, but also less money flowing out of the region for fossil fuels.
The standards will affect all vehicles weighing more than 8,500 pounds, from large pickup trucks to 18-wheelers. According to the White House, the new rules would build on standards passed in 2011 that already are projected to save vehicle owners and operators $50 billion in fuel costs in the lifetime of models built from 2014 to 2018. Just a few years ago, it was estimated that heavy-duty vehicles made up only 4% of the transportation sector and yet accounted for about one-fourth of the road fuel use and greenhouse gas emissions from this sector. And Shattuck predicts the new standards will have an impact on air quality in New York and New England.
The southern New England states, which are more densely populated and have the links to the Mid-Atlantic region in New York, do see some of the heaviest traffic, particularly the I-95 corridor.
ENE just released a report calling for reforms in four areas that the group says will produce a cleaner, lower-cost energy system in the region, including making broader use of electric vehicles. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.